Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Hello, Fleur.
Oh, hi, David. Nice to see you.
Fancy seeing you here.
In a cafe. Surprise.
Surprise. We're back. It's ages since we've seen
you. I know. It's been a long time. I've missed our little sessions together.
What have you been up to?
Oh, just the usual, you know, doing a lot of things around well-being. So running workshops, and I've been doing more coaching and so forth. So that's been, yeah, just keeping on going with that sort of thing.
Well, guess what? I've got some news.
Oh, tell me.
Well, since you and I last spoke, you inspired me, Fleur.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I've become a well-being practitioner.
Oh, amazing. What does that mean?
It means I've gone away, done some training, some formal training, and now I'm in a position to help debrief people about their own well-being assessments and give them some coaching tips.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. How are you finding that? Is it?
It's really rewarding. In fact, the number of conversations I'm having, people are talking to me about all different types of subjects.
Yes.
Everything from burnout to social media to purpose.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Even in the work setting, empathetic leadership, something like that.
Right.
What have you been up to?
Yeah, that's big. I was just going to say, because well-being is such a broad topic, isn't it? So, yeah, well, having said that, I went to a conference earlier this year on work design.
Really?
So most people probably listening would go, well, what are you talking about? That doesn't sound like well-being, but it's actually quite strongly connected to well-being. So again, that's my focus, is often well-being in the workplace and supporting leaders and organisations to think about how work is designed and how it impacts well-being. So I'd love to talk to you more about that.
Well, it does sound like we've got a lot to talk about. Maybe we should have some more coffees.
I think we should. I'm always up for a coffee.
Fantastic. How about every couple of weeks we get together and just chat about what's on our minds?
I like your thinking, David. Yes.
Fantastic.
I'm up for that.
Well, more coffees with Fleur coming up.
Great.
Can't wait.